Epicenter, a Limerick-based technology company, has secured €850,000 in funding, which they hope will lead to 10 jobs. Co-founder of Epicenter, Gary Carroll, is on the line with me now. So, Gary, tell me, what exactly does Epicenter do?
Epicenter provides a system for monitoring the use of utilities such as electricity, gas, water, and so on, to provide the management in organizations with information so they can make decisions to reduce the cost and reduce the usage of those utilities. We're using a new technology, which is low-powered wireless sensor networks. So we generate that information with very small, low-powered devices that are spread around an organization, which produce data. That data is turned into information, which is presented to management, either through our own software or through the internet.
And this is about instantaneous reporting as well, isn't it?
Yes, it's about real-time reporting. We measure things as they happen, and we measure 24 hours a day as well, which is the huge benefit of the system, that we're not just taking a snapshot at one point in time, but we can look at how things change overnight when a building or a company is unoccupied or on a night shift, and we can look at things, how they change with the seasons and so on. So we provide continuous data. We actually generate very large volumes of data, but turning that into usable, summarized information that can be used at a glance by management in order to make decisions, that's a key part of what we do.
And let's talk about how you guys got funding. You just got €850,000 in funding. How did you guys go about doing that?
Well, we went about it, I suppose, in the normal way of presenting our case to various funding organizations, venture capital organizations in particular. There are a number that are focused on the clean tech, green tech area, and we presented to them. We made our case. We've had the philosophy from the beginning that the way to prove that we have a business is to build product, take it to customers and ask if they would buy it. And, we've taken that very pragmatic and real approach from day one. I think perhaps that helped that we have real customers, from a very early stage in convincing funding organizations to go with us.
So part of your strategy was actually real results, hard results that they could see, we've made this for other customers and this is how it works.
That's exactly correct. I believe that that's the most relevant form of market research, is to build a product and ask somebody if they will pay money for it, at as early a stage in the company's development as possible. And it takes away any sort of theoretical approach where you ask somebody if they might buy it under certain circumstances in the future, should a product be produced.
I know you guys export to Europe, America, Australasia as well. How did you find getting into those markets? And was it different to get into America? Was it different to get into Europe? Was it different to get into Australasia?
Yes, we export to about 20 countries so far, all around the world. And the first step was actually to make a decision that we would ignore geography, that we're open for business wherever that business might come from. Now, different to some previous ventures that I've had, we now have the internet, and the nature of the product that we provide allows us to actually deploy and commission and modify and support our products worldwide over the internet. And that's what we did. So our website has been key to that. And several of the countries where we have installed, we actually have never visited. Nevertheless, we were able to install our units and update them and support the people using them, using the facilities available to us over the internet at the moment.
You raised an interesting point there. Do you think there's a growing realization now that geography is not an issue with the advent of websites, being able to buy things online, and also with the advent of things like Skype, which is what we're using now? You can communicate and talk to people anywhere in the globe. So isn't it important for people to realize that geography isn't really an issue now?
Yes, that is absolutely true. And it works both ways. Not alone can you decide that geography is not an issue in terms of selling, but you must accept that the reality that geography is not an issue in terms of your competition as well. And so when we go out to sell to global companies, our competition can equally be from any part of the globe. And we must constantly update ourselves on what's going on and what the potential threats are. So what works to our advantage also has to be borne in mind when you're taking competition into account as well.
Now, you're looking to hire 10 people over the next couple of years. What kind of jobs will those 10 jobs be?
In general, they will be well-qualified, experienced people. And the principal reason for that is that even though we're a relatively small company, almost all of our customers are large international or multinational organizations that operate to the highest standard. And therefore, we're expected to operate to those same very high standards. So, we are looking for experienced people, that can match up to those standards from a very early stage. Obviously, as the company grows, we can afford to incorporate a more of a mixture in the team. But at the early stages of a company, buying in that level of experience in terms of new employees is absolutely vital.
And where would you guys like to see yourselves over the next 3 to 5 years? Where would you hope Epicenter is?
Well, we think that we're playing in one of the largest markets with one of the largest opportunities that that we have ever seen. We can regard ourselves as part of the energy industry, which is probably the largest industry in the world, or part of the of a new type of industry, which is wireless sensors, or part of IT, or part of clean tech. No matter which way you assess the marketplace, it's an enormous opportunity. That opportunity is going to be taken by somebody. We believe that we have the chance to do that right now. So we have an urgent need to grow and to grow as rapidly to take advantage of the opportunity that's available right now and which perhaps will not be as available in a few years' time. So we really have to move fast.
You mentioned wireless technology and green energy, etc. Isn't there a growing realization that instead of Ireland following like sheep, that we can actually be leaders in these sectors?
We can indeed. We have a lot of things in our favor in terms of being able to take advantage of the opportunity that exists right now. We already have a very strong base of ICT industry. We also have good credentials in terms of the perception of Ireland as a clean, green environment. You know, that should be built upon. We also have very strong international connections, which we can use. And we have a tradition, certainly over the last 25 to 30 years, of using high technology with a mixture of software and hardware. So by bringing all of those advantages together, I think that Ireland is in a key position to exploit this. And I think that has been recognized at least to some extent at the highest levels in terms of the opportunities that are available to the country from now on.
That's a very interesting point that you raise, even though that we are going through economically difficult times, we are going through a recession, that here and now we actually have opportunities to change our future.
Yeah, we certainly do. I see the business that we're in really as the coming together of a number of older industries. You have IT and communications meeting with utilities. And whenever you have great change happening like that, great opportunities exist as well. I think Ireland, because of the reasons I mentioned earlier, is very well positioned to exploit the advantages that we have in this new area and to be pioneers and to lead the field in this area. I don't see anything that would prevent us from doing that.
Gary Carroll from Epicenter, thanks for joining us on In Focus.